And so, for example, during one of the major scandals, there's a Montague scandal in 1955, whilst you had all the press saying how terrible it was, you also had people talking about how this was really the last straw and that we really had to change the law. And so the Wolfenden Commission was established in 1955 to look at the law. And it sat for 2 years and it took evidence from the police, from some homosexual men, from medics and various people. And it concluded, having looked at all the evidence, that the law as it stood was difficult to apply, that it was a blackmailer's charter, so it opened men to blackmail, and that really maybe the law shouldn't be intruding on private morality. So we might think that homosexuality was a bad thing, but really that was up to the conscience of the individual. So these were the kinds of conclusions that it came to, and it recommended that homosexuality be decriminalised for over 21-year-olds in England and Wales, which of course, after much campaigning 10 years later, it was. And the Church of England at the same time produced a similar report, also calling for the repeal of the law because of the kind of devastating effects the law was having on some men. And also the kind of profile it was giving to homosexuality, because if you had a court case every week, then you also had a scandal in the newspaper every week. And one of the things the government was thinking, well, actually, this is getting too much publicity. You know, it's raising the profile of this evil to too great an extent. So these various debates were going on in the 1950s. And this was getting backed up in the arts and literature too. So you had films and novels like Victim and The Heart in Exile, which showed the plight of the homosexual under this legal regime and was a kind of tacit push for legal reform. And doctors and medics were saying too, look, this isn't a crime that should be punished, it's a illness that needs to be treated. So you've got a whole new upsurge in debate in the 1950s, which I think really opened out the topic and also established homosexuality and being homosexual as an identity in the way in public consciousness, in the way that it hadn't really been to the same extent before.